Hi, everybody. Bob Muscatel here with you, and always a pleasure to bring in Dan Schlossberg on Travel Thursdays, ladies and gentlemen. And when we get Dan in, it's always good to talk travel, and today we've got a very interesting spot to cover today, and so cover it we will. I love when Danny takes us to places maybe we've never been before. You know, Danny is the popular author of so many great books available at Amazon.com, like the new Baseball Bible, my goodness, and When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, the revised edition, and Baseball's Memorable Misses, which is coming out February 7th. Hey, Danny, that's right around the corner, isn't it?
Couple weeks.
Man, oh man. I bet you're proud of every book you've written, but this one I know you've been working on a while. I think you're pretty proud of this one, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. And one of your other contributors, Jeffrey Lyons, his brother, Douglas, wrote the foreword of my book.
Oh, no kidding. Wow. I'm going to have Jeffrey on probably very soon to talk about the upcoming Oscars. I'll have to bring that up with him. Very good. He's got a talented family. I know his son is also an author and an entertainment commentator as well. So listen, it's good to have you on. I know we also talk travel with you, thank goodness, because we love going some of the places that you bring us. Today you're bringing us to Ocracoke, North Carolina. This is an interesting spot. I'd never heard of this before, Dan.
Well, that's because it's so small, but there's so many nice things about it. First of all, it's in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. It's in the Cape Hatteras National Seashore. And it's a centuries-old community, a colonial trade route stopover, hideout for pirates, port of entry during the Revolutionary and Civil Wars, and, get this, Bob, a top-secret training base for the precursor to the Navy SEALs.
Wow. Wow, how about that? Ocracoke Island, my goodness. Now, it's a very, you sent me some notes, which I'm happy about, because it gave me a little, gave me a chance to fill myself in a little bit about Ocracoke. The village there is very charming. Tell me a little bit about the village.
It has only about 1,000 year-round residents, and it's just a place you can walk around, bike around, just about a mile square. It's kind of the same size as Hoboken, New Jersey, which is about a mile square as well. But it has small businesses all over it, no national hotel chains. If you want to stay there, you have to either rent a house or stay in a hotel or motel or lots of bed and breakfast, and they all cluster near the village. And you can also go camping on the National Seashore Campground. But what I really like about Ocracoke, everybody gets around on golf carts.
Wow.
No cars.
Wow, is that right? I would love that too. That's, how about that? And it's got it. Listen, you and I talk a lot about museums and that kind of thing. So we love history, and this place has a lot of history, doesn't it?
Oh, it definitely does. In fact, Blackbeard the pirate used Ocracoke Inlet as one of his major hideouts way back when, and he also actually lost his life there. He had his last engagement at a place called Teach's Hole. His real name now is Edward Teach, T-E-A-C-H, like a teacher. And the inlet where he met his fate, 1718, is now called Teach's Hole. And it's an annual celebration of Ocracoke's pirate history called Pirates Jamboree. That's every fall.
How about that? Wow, we're talking with Dan Schlossberg, and today we're talking all about Ocracoke down in North Carolina. And they have you and I have discussed lighthouses a lot in the course of several years when you and I have been talking Travel Thursdays. And they've got a beautiful lighthouse there at Ocracoke, right?
Right. And this is a biggie. It's the 200th anniversary of the operation of this lighthouse, which is the oldest still in operation in North Carolina and the second oldest in the entire country. It was hand-built in 1823, with a 5-foot thick brick wall at the base.
Mm. And if you love beaches, they've got some beautiful ones there, including Lifeguard Beach.
And there's 16 miles of secluded natural beaches, no houses or high rises in sight.
Mm.
And I know 16 miles is a long walk, but you don't really feel it when you're in the Outer Banks of North Carolina in beautiful summer weather. And as I mentioned, it's part of the Cape Hatteras National Seashore. And it's a great place to find shells, Bob, unusual shells, and there's great surf fishing as well.
Wow, how about that? And listen, at night, it's always nice when a beach has particularly good stargazing, and Ocracoke certainly has that.
And right, with no light pollution and no neon lighting up the night sky, it's very dark there. In fact, the dark skies in Ocracoke offer horizon-to-horizon views of the Milky Way and other things in the heavens, and it's considered one of the darkest places anywhere in the East Coast.
And tell me a little bit about the Ocracoke ponies. I see in your notes that they've got some ponies, some horses on Ocracoke Island.
Right. We're not just horsing around here, Bob.
Yeah, I understand.
The island's ponies are descendants of 16th century horses that were ejected from shipwrecks in the Sound. And they swam to shore because horses can swim, even though people don't readily know that horses can swim. In the 1950s, I'll get this, the local Boy Scout troop tamed and trained some of the horses and became the only mounted Boy Scout troop in the country.
Wow, really? I never would have guessed that. How about that? And if we want some further information, it's pretty easy. Visit ocracoke.com, and we probably should spell that for everybody, right?
Actually, visit Ocracoke, NC, North Carolina. Visit Ocracoke, O-C-R-A-C-O-K-E, like the soda, NC.com, or visit NC.com all by itself. And by the way, if you're lucky, you can hear a native speak in the island's dialect known as the Hoy Toid Brogue.
Wow. All right. This is an interesting. Listen, I had been down to the Carolinas a few times, and I don't think I'd ever heard of Ocracoke, North Carolina, on the Outer Banks. But you always take us to some very interesting places, Dan, that's for sure.
Well, it's a small dot on the map, but it's a big place when you're there, and it's a wonderful place to visit.
Yeah.
So go and spend a couple of days this summer.
Man, it sure sounds that way. Oh, my goodness. That is a nice destination, folks, if you're looking for something a little bit different this year and you're planning out your year's worth of vacations. Sounds like this would be a good one. Hey, Danny, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Always learn something new whenever you join us on Travel Thursdays. What's up next for next week? Are we still mulling that over?
I've got 3 or 4 ideas, and we're still mulling.
Okay. Well, when you're done mulling, let me know. In the meantime, my friend, stay safe. Always good to chat with you, and good luck with the book. I can't wait to get you on, and we'll talk about the book when it comes out.
And thanks, and say hello to Jeffrey Lyons.
I definitely will. Thanks, buddy. Take good care. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks. Travel Thursdays with Danny right here at WLIS and WMRD.